unfortunately, it's resulted in attacks on elderly residents' homes. Their windows are being pelted with stones, which I think, in fairness, the young people may not appreciate just how frightening and how disturbing that is for older people. And then, of course, you've got attacks on vehicles passing by what's called locally the gap, which is a link between the Spring Hill Park area and the greater head of the town area. And there's also low-level vandalism in an old disused school site. So all in all, it has a picture there of troubles by this small group of youngsters that's on an ongoing basis, and it really is getting people down and making people very concerned for the coming summer months when the youngsters are off school, you know.
Are you of the opinion that it is the same group of young people who have carried out all these different things?
I have little doubt of that, to be quite honest. I've had the privilege of visiting people in their homes, and they've told me what's happened with them. I've witnessed this gang moving about, and I suppose gang might be an unkind word, an unfair word, because they are still very young. And there is still every chance that they will catch themselves on and desist from this. But I have seen, I've witnessed them myself as they move about. The problem is that they do regroup on other occasions in other places, and it's a movable feast.